Musicians and theater producers in New York have reached a tentative agreement to end a strike that shut down almost all of Broadway's musicals. The two sides bargained for nearly 12 hours through the night at the city's Gracie Mansion. The strike began on Friday when talks broke down over the number of musicians required for a Broadway orchestra. Reporter Jeff London is in New York. What's in the agreement?
Well, the major issue was the number of musicians required. There was a minimum of about 24 to 26 musicians for the largest theaters in New York, and that has now been reduced to 18 or 19 musicians. Also, there was a special situations clause which allowed producers to come if they wanted to use fewer than the minimums, that has changed. There was a panel of six named neutrals, orchestrators and music directors, and the neutrals will now be neither members of the Musicians Union or the League of Theater Producers.
So when will the shows reopen?
The shows are scheduled to reopen tonight. All 18 shows are reopening tonight.
Talks were going nowhere over the weekend. What happened?
What happened was the mayor decided to come in and help facilitate this. He called both parties yesterday morning, summoned them to Gracie Mansion at 9 o'clock, called up Frank Macchiarola, who is the president of St. Francis College and had been chancellor of schools here, as a mediator, and basically said, "You're not going to leave Gracie Mansion until there's an agreement."
Did he participate himself?
He didn't. He actually had to go to Staten Island on another matter. There was a shooting of policemen out there, and he was comforting families. But he came back at 3 o'clock, and he said that they were still negotiating, and a press conference was held at about 9:30 this morning.
Well, it's no wonder he was interested. The city of New York was losing a lot of money over this.
Yes, there were estimates of approximately $7 million a day in lost income from all of the businesses and taxes to the city. So it was in everybody's best interest to resolve this strike quickly.
So approximately half a dozen musicians fewer at 18 different shows. There's a lot of musicians that won't be working.
Well, all of the new shows, the minimums will be in effect. The old minimums will still be in effect for the shows that are running now. So they've been grandfathered in. But yes, it will be fewer musicians. It was a serious concession on the musicians' part.
On the other hand, the producers wanted no minimums.
That's right. So Bill Moriarty, president of Local 802, said that this was a great victory for live music on Broadway. This will guarantee that for at least the next 10 years, because that's the terms of the minimums, that there will be at least 18 to 19 musicians in the pit at the large shows.
Reporter Jeff London in New York.